We all have stories from our childhoods. What is your favorite story or memory from your days in school?
My numbers and my ABCs and painting. I wasn't very good at painting. Okay.
Thank you. The next question is, what did you learn from your parents or community that you were not taught in school?
Some of my native language, which I am so thankful for today because I can speak with some of my brothers and sisters, in my Sioux language.
Thank you. Next question is, what did you like about going to school?
Numbers either, so I come from a huge family, and being in a huge family, you don't get to know people, and so that was my going out experience when I first entered my first grade. I remember the teacher asking me what my name was, and I didn't know how to answer that because I only knew my native language. They called me by. They called me by Dana. And I finally learned what my real name was, and then they called me Eukemia, which means gene.
That's beautiful.
And so when they asked me my name, I didn't know how to answer them. Okay, next.
Yeah, next question is, what did you dislike or not like about going to school?
Oh, I didn't like the winter times we had to go to school because it was so cold and we had to walk.
How long did you have to walk?
It's just probably, at the most, or 15 minutes, and sometimes the snow was so deep and it was cold, and we had to shuffle to school, and as soon as we got to the school, they used to give us vitamins and. I don't remember what we did for lunch. I think we went home for lunch and came back at 1. Okay.
Thank you. Switching to the present, what do you like about the schools in your community today, or the school in your community today?
I'm glad we have a school, and children can learn, even if I don't even know if some of them speak our language. I don't keep in touch anymore with the school now, but I see students going to school,
mm-hmm.
and that's a good thing.
The next question is, what concerns do you have about the school in your community today?
I haven't really given them a thought.
That's okay.
Because, I don't hear much input from the parents or people. Next.
Next question is, what challenges do you see Native students facing in your community today?
Really given that much thought to it. I see a lot of students going to school, and all I know is that they just wave and I wave back to them, and I try to smile at them because I hope that's encouraging, because I didn't like school very much.
Mm.
I wasn't a very bright student. Art, I was probably a real failure in art because I couldn't, they asked us to draw a mountain and I couldn't even draw a mountain.
I was pretty terrible in art too.
Okay, next.
The next question is, do you have any suggestions for ways to improve education in your community? Do you have any suggestions or ideas about ways to improve education in your community?
Because of the COVID, it's hard for the community to get together
mm-hmm.
anymore. And they don't, I'm not really sure how to answer that question.
That's okay. The question that immediately follows it is there anything that you would like to see taught in school that is not currently being taught?
native language. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that could go. I don't even know if they even have that in school.
Well, I know Apa Mia teaches in Port Graham, I think. She teaches Sixton.
Oh, the little ones, yeah. Mm-hmm. She goes to the little children's program. I don't know if she goes to the Port Graham elementary school. Mm. She goes to the what is it called? The Early Childhood
Head Start
program.
I think it's called Head Start.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'll add language, Sixton language you'd like to see taught in school.
Uh-huh.
We have two questions left. Do you feel like your local school promotes the culture and history of the Sukbiak people?
Rephrase that.
Do you feel like your school promotes or celebrates and honors the culture and history of the Sukbiak people?
I don't know that.
Okay. And then the last question is there anything else that you would like to share about education in your community?
I hadn't given that a thought, but for COVID, we don't get together anymore as much, and I think before we had we could visit in the school and observe. And that's not done anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like our village is in a dead still.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the COVID. And then I don't believe our kids are, I don't know how the kids are learning in school. I have no feedback. It would be nice if they would give out a newsletter as to what they're teaching our children in school and how they're teaching it. And and what's going on with other children in school.
That's a really good idea.
I think you have the kids going to school. But some of the older kids are not so. They seem kind of withdrawn. I don't know what's going on with them, but I hope it's that stuff that's going on in their home and I worry about their nutrition and if they're getting enough to eat at home, getting enough to eat at school. I'm not sure what goes on. I wish that they would include more elders to observe and be there sometimes, even if it's just a half hour at a time. That's all I have.
Jane, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for calling me.